Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Patty O'Brien, and she is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations over at the Durham Museum in Omaha. Good morning to you, Patty.
Good morning to you.
Patty, this is it's a wonderful time many places, but the Durham Museum, I think, is so special at Christmas time. It's fun to come and see.
It is.
Yes.
It is. And we like to think of ourselves as capturing the essence of Christmas here in Omaha. And it's, just a tradition to come here for many families, both locally and also from around the area because of all the activities that we have mm-hmm. going throughout December.
There's that big Christmas tree. How tall is the Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree is traditionally between 40 and 50 feet. This year it is over 45 feet.
Wow.
It came from a local resident. They grew it, planted it in 1976 when they built their home, and it was about 6 inches tall. That was back in 1976, and it got so big for their front yard, they needed to have it come down and thought of us and said, hey, can we donate this to you? So Union Pacific went over and cut it down and brought it to the museum so everybody can enjoy it. And then the City of Omaha will come in January 5th and take it down, mulch it up, and put it in the park.
What a great history for a tree. I hope the family has captured all that with some photos, and then you continue the story. Great part of your tradition there at the Durham Museum.
It is.
Yes.
It is.
So any special activities that are still yet to come before Christmas or around the Christmas holiday? I know we're going to talk about exhibits, but any special events going on?
We do. Well, in fact, we just decided this week to extend our hours on Sunday. So this coming Sunday, as well as Sunday the 29th, we're going to open at noon. Normally we open at 1, but we've just had so much visitors comment that they would like to stay a little longer and got here a little bit earlier. So we are doing noon to 5 this Sunday and next Sunday. And we've also asked Santa to make another visit because there have been just so many good kids. It's having a lot. It's taking time to get through them all. And we've had, again, some parents saying that, you know, my kid was good and we'd really like him or her to spend a little time with Santa. So he's going to come back here on the 23rd.
All right.
So,
getting close there.
That's right. It is. But it's not too late, and he still feels he can get everything done that he needs
okay.
to.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Sunday hours, these special Sunday hours for a couple Sundays. What are the regular hours during this time of year?
Well, we are open Mondays in December, and that is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays, we're open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Wednesdays through Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, so nearly every day is 10 o'clock opening, and then, kind of got to plan the end of the day there. So, and while we're talking about hours and so on, what's the fee?
The fee for adults is $9. Seniors, 62 and over, is $7. Children, 3 to 12-year-olds. Are $6, and then of course members are free, and children 2 and under are free.
Okay, so everything under $10. I mean, that's still a pretty inexpensive way to have a great time. And you mentioned children's fee to get in. Let's talk a bit about a special children's exhibit you have going on right now, Goosebumps. What's that all about?
Goosebumps. Oh, it's a great exhibit, and it really is for kids of all ages. I know that the adults sometimes spend more time in the challenge course than the kids do. There's just a series of areas within this exhibit that challenges you to the extent that you feel comfortable to face some fears. And it's all scientifically based, but just like we always try to do here at the museum, we chop those vegetables up really small before we put them in the spaghetti sauce, so the kids don't realize how much they're learning because they're just enjoying the experience of the exhibit. So you can go through a challenge course of 4 different areas that focus on the main fears of that most people have, such as the fear of falling, the fear of animals, the fear of loud noises. Those are some of the ones that the majority of people will relate to.
You get anything on spiders and mice?
there no mice, but there are spiders.
All right, because so that's a major fear for some people.
Yes, it is. And so for that example, in the Fear of Animals exhibit, you go into that portion, and there are traniums set up. One has a tarantula in it, one has some hissing cockroaches, and one has a snake. And these are all on loan from the zoo, so these are real critters. And you have the opportunity to see them behind the glass, and then you can also stick your hand into a black box underneath the terrariums to see if maybe one of the critters is down in that area. And yes,
I'm getting goosebumps already just talking about that.
Right, exactly. And even though, you know, adults usually can kind of figure out what's going to happen, you're still apprehensive, and you get a giggle when you do get yourself to get over that fear and put your hand in there. And people always, they go in apprehensive and they come out just laughing.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
About how much time, I know it varies, but about how much time should you allow for goosebumps?
Well, I would say an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay.
We have a fear theater that has live presentations on the weekends about every half an hour. But there's just, you know, it's a large museum. There's a lot of hands-on interactive pieces, and then there's a lot of video pieces as well, too, where you can sit and just listen and learn a lot. But making a scary movie, there's a little kiosk where you can make your own scary movie with different sound effects and music. It just really depends on how long you have, but especially with Christmas time, I would say that an hour to an hour and a half and goosebumps alone.
All right, and then there's all the rest of the museum, of course, the train and the households and, you know, your permanent exhibits. Any other special exhibit right now?
We do. We have the Exarban dresses, the ball dresses from the tradition here of the Exarban ball. Some of those date back, I mean, they're decades old. Some of them, I think the oldest one we have is from the 30s. So those are fun, really beautiful. If your little ones are into Cinderella and the different princesses.
The princesses, yes.
Yes. And then we have a Civil War exhibit, which focuses on the battle specifically on the border of Illinois and Kentucky. So that has some really nice artifacts in it. There's a campsite that the kids can go in and experience the tent, what it was like to be a soldier out in the field. So, yes, in addition to all of our other great permanent exhibits, we have those as our temporaries. And then we also have our ethnic tree holidays display.
Oh, so, yes, that's beautiful.
Yes, and that's really interesting. I mean, the kids just love it, learning about how other cultures celebrate and what they put on their trees. Because it's not just exclusive to, you know, America. So
we're visiting with Patty O'Brien about the Durham Museum and all the things you can do there. And of course, there are those permanent exhibits, but there are exhibits always changing. We should quickly just mention something coming up here. What's your next special exhibit going to be?
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you about an event first.
We have all right.
Noon Year's Eve, which is on the 31st. Again, we are opening our doors early, so we'll be open at 9 o'clock that morning. So you have time to go see Goosebumps and all of the other fun displays. And then at 10 o'clock, we're going to start specific special activities to start ringing in the noon year. And at noon is when we're going to have the countdown with hundreds of balloons dropping from our 65-foot ceiling. Bubble wrap stomp. It's going to be a hoot. Lots of games and activities. So a lot of fun on that. The museum closes at 1, so I would suggest coming down at 9 and being able to take advantage of the full day there from 9 to 1. And our next exhibit that we have coming on February 8th, and it will be here through the spring, through May, is called 1968. And it's
okay.
One of those exhibits that you think, well, what's so special about that year? Really, the 60s is the decade to concentrate on. But 1968 is where so many large things came to a fruition for the 60s. For
and instance, Patty, we're going to have to call you back closer to February because, man, you have so much stuff going on, and I want to quickly have you say how we find the Durham Museum.
Absolutely. We obviously are in Omaha. We're right off of the I-80 and 13th Street exit from there, you just head down a couple miles to the north. We are at 801 South 10th Street.
Once you get close, you know where you know you're there.
Yes, and DurhamMuseum.org. DurhamMuseum.org, you'll get all of that information, too.
Great, great point to make that, yes, that information is there. We want to thank you very much, Patty O'Brien, for visiting with us about what's going on at the Durham Museum.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon.
Until next time, here's a thought. Use the seasons for the reasons they were created. Be ready to bloom and blossom.